for a few moments, I want to focus on this theme. A year of divine intervention, enough is enough. A year of divine intervention, enough is enough. For some of you, you need to be saying, 2026 is my year of enough is enough. Some of you need to say, today is my day of enough is enough. So I'm going to do my best in the next hour and a half to, just joking, y'all. Y'all like, we already been here that long, Pastor. So I want to do my best to share with you some things that I hope that you will lean into during the remainder of our fast and as we continue into this year. This word that God brought to me was a year of divine intervention. Enough is enough. Isaiah 59, the whole chapter is the foundational chapter. That my encouragement is that you take time to really read it, study it, allow the Holy Spirit to begin to speak to you about where you're at and the world in which we're in and all that's going on. But here's one of the things that we've got to understand as the church, the body of Christ. As we look up at the world and we're wanting God to judge others, he says, no, I'm coming to my house first. Now, if you can't say amen, just say, oh my. He's coming to his house first. He's coming to your house first. Whew. He's coming to my house first. That'll make somebody want to get up and go home right now and just do anything. But I'm not talking about the natural house. I'm talking about the ecclesia, the body of Christ. Intervention is an act of intentionally becoming involved in a difficult situation to improve it or prevent it from getting worse. How many of you know that when Christ came, it was intervention? Like no other intervention. And he is still intervening in the lives of mankind. When we say enough is enough, it's used to express that a limit has been reached and something must stop. It's a way to tell someone that their actions have gone on far too long or happened too many times and it's time for them to stop. Any of you ever felt like you were in some of those enough is enough moments? Now, to all of you that have been parents and guardians, you know you've had numerous times of those enough is enough. You may not have said it that way, but you made it clear you don't do that again. Yes, absolutely. If you do that again, see, that's a enough is enough. We have five children. They're all adults now and raising their own children. So that enough is enough has moved from them to the grandkids. Yeah, when you're at my house, rules in your house don't apply. The things you could get away with at your house, you're not going to get away with that in my house. And so there are those enough is enough moments that we find ourselves in. God has his enough is enough moments. I know we are in the dispensation of grace, and just thank him right now. Come on. Because some of us might be dead and gone if it wasn't for that grace in operation and the mercy of God in operation. With God, enough is enough. Coming to that place, usually is after a long season of patience, repeated warnings, calls to repent. Leads to reluctant but just judgment. It's in 1 Peter 3:9, it says this: the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, towards me, not wishing that any should perish, but all would come unto repentance. But all would come unto repentance. But understand this: patience is not permission forever. Patience is not permission forever. There are cutoff points that only God may really know. So it would behoove you and I to come into places of enough is enough so that we can receive the help of the Lord to adjust and change and do what we need to do, lest we find ourselves in that place of judgment. Because you see, we like to read 2 Peter 3:9 again. The Lord is not slow about his promise, not slack in his promise, the King James says, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all would come unto repentance. But verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Enough is enough. There are countless scriptures and stories in the scriptures where we can see God's acts speak to him saying, enough is enough. You remember how that God, through Moses, brought the people out of Egypt, through the wilderness, to the promised land. But you'll also remember that Moses had a problem. Anybody know what that problem was? Anger. His problem was anger. His problem was anger. That's why God's going to help you. See, we don't recognize that there can be certain things that we're still dealing with that are hindering the best life that God could provide for you. But what he's waiting for is you to say, enough is enough. I'm not going to act this way anymore. I'm not going to be pushed in this situation anymore. I'm not going to respond out of my emotions anymore. I'm dying to self. I'm crucifying the flesh. And when we land there, he moves and intervenes supernaturally on our behalf. But the challenge for Moses that was very sad is after leading all the people, he had a problem with anger that he never was able to take authority over, die to. So it's in Deuteronomy 3:26. Listen to this. But the Lord was angry with me because of you. Now, that's Moses trying to blame the people. You see, you can't blame others for your actions. You can't blame others. Well, if you hadn't said that, I wouldn't have done this. Well, if you hadn't done this, I would. No, we not. No, no. It doesn't work that way. But the Lord was angry with me because of you. No, Moses. He's dealing with you. He says, and would not listen to me. And the Lord said to me, enough from you. Do not speak to me of this matter ever again. Enough is enough. See, I don't... I don't know how long grace and mercy is extended in certain situations. My prayer is that for concerning me, it never runs out. Amen. On my way to being perfected in God. God directly tells Moses to stop asking me to enter the promised land. You're not going. In this year of divine intervention, enough is enough. What has Holy Ghost been talking to you about and helping you to understand when you say enough is enough, then you will see these things happen for you, with you, through you. It's in Amos 7 and verse 8. It says, the Lord said, behold, I am setting a plumb line. I will spare them no longer. What he's saying is, I'm setting a line. How many know what a plumb line is? A plumb line is used in masonry work, in building, and when it's set, the vertical line is perfect. And what he's saying is, I'm setting a plumb line that everything lines up perfectly. For you and I, it's called righteousness in Christ, right standing in Christ before God. When God makes that statement, it's a declaration that Israel's sin has reached its limit. Basically, God says, I'm going to judge now. This is a year of divine intervention. Enough is enough. God in his sovereignty is going to say concerning certain things, enough is enough. But he's also requiring of you and I in this year to examine ourselves. And that's what this season is about, of taking this time to say, what is it in my life that needs to be shifted, adjusted? And I want you to know, it's not always about sin. I don't want you to operate out of a sin consciousness. I need you to operate out of a redeemed consciousness, but recognize the adjustments that you need to make in your life. My brothers, treatment programs are great, but the day we say enough is enough is when God intervenes. And what has challenged you will challenge you no more because of divine intervention. I'm talking to the house. Don't clap. I'm talking to the house. I'm talking to you. Because it ain't just about them. It's about us. The day that you say enough is enough is when you receive the divine intervention of Holy Ghost. Your world begins to shift and change. You're no longer living in a less than place than what God has intended for you, all the while praising him, all the while worshiping him, but it just doesn't seem to come together. For some of you under the sound of my voice, it's simply coming to a place of saying, enough is enough. No more compromise. No more excuses. Genesis 18 and 19. God judged Sodom and Gomorrah because of their persistent, unrepentant evil. It was met with final judgment. God says, enough is enough. Don't think for one moment anything that's going on in the world today through any leader is not being marked by time. And don't think for one moment that God is not in charge. It's important for you and I to keep reminding ourselves, lest we think that there's other forces at work that are stronger than God, that are more powerful than God. There are not. There are not. Oftentimes I'm reminded from this passage here in Acts chapter 4. And this is where the disciples were threatened, because they're now walking in the purposes of God, and now they're threatened. And the scripture says that they go back to their community, say community. And they begin to pray. But here's the part I want to emphasize. It says they come together in one accord, verse 27. It says, for truly in this city there were gathered together, they were gathered together against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou didst anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate. Say leaders. Come on, talk to me. Say leaders. These leaders, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever thy hand and thy purpose predestined to occur. That's it right there. Hear it again. To do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur. Simply meaning that everything they were doing was already scripted. Everything that is transpiring right now in the nations is already scripted. And that's why we as believers have to live at a higher order of kingdom, of God's kingdom, and that perspective, lest you get caught up in everything you see going on and you begin to cry out to God like he's not the one in charge. When God says enough is enough, that's the time to really cry out for mercy. When I first introduced this thought, I spoke to you out of Exodus with the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, and how that God worked in such a way that he brought them to a place. He brought Pharaoh to a place of enough is enough. I need to help somebody understand God is bringing you to a place of enough is enough. You're trying to make it work, it's not working. He wants to get you to a place where enough is enough and you completely surrender everything, all things to him. Pharaoh wanted to let them go before he let them go. But it was God that kept hardening his heart in order to bring him into a place of completeness, that when it was done, it was done. God said, I'm going to harden your heart so you don't let him go. He wanted to let him go before he let him go. But God is sovereign. So he worked through the plagues until the final plague, when death came and took out every firstborn except those who had the blood on their doorposts. Even in the midst of the judgment, he still provided in Goshen, which is a shadow, type and shadow of the kingdom of God. Take time to read Romans chapter 1, just the whole chapter. Just make note of that. Because in it, you'll see it says, therefore God gave them up, meaning he gave them up to their ways. He's saying, I'm done with you for now. He allows them to experience the consequences of persistent rebellion. So this year, the word that God's given me is a year of divine intervention. Enough is enough. Now, there are other words in the body of Christ that are just as powerful, just as valid. One of the words we're hearing all over is the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. How many are hearing that in just different ways? Just the glory of God, the glory of God, the glory of God. Yeah, but what does that really mean, and what does it mean for you? Because sometimes I get scared thinking about the glory. See, some of you don't know, years ago, and Vanessa was with Pastor Maurice and I down in Texas at the International Worship Institute. As a matter of fact, if you listen to some of the reels that we're putting out now, they're really excerpts from the message entitled Embracing the Glory, A Decision to Die. See, I don't know what people imagine glory. Glory, is it a shiny bright light? Is it a warm fuzzy feeling? What is it? Well, if you really look at the scriptures, the glory of God can be quite overwhelming. And I don't want to go down that road. I could do a whole teaching on that, and maybe we'll come back to that, except to say this. God getting the glory, and you've heard me say this before, God getting the glory and you giving him the glory aren't always the same. But this is a year for the body of Christ to say enough is enough. To say enough is enough just simply means no more will be tolerated. We're drawing a line in the sand. I want you to understand, as we begin to declare enough is enough, personally as well as corporately, we will begin to see the divine intervention. Oh, Almighty God. Divine intervention will be evidenced by, hear me now, new appointments and assignments. I want you to understand that it's in this year that there is a shifting that God has already implemented in this season of divine intervention. It's going to mean new appointments, new assignments. It's also going to mean closing of doors in order to have many redirect themselves into places and assignments they would not go towards any other way. God is saying, I need you over here now. So I'm going to close this door.
Yes.
I'm going to open this door. Make no mistake, it's divine intervention. For some of you, God is bringing you to that place of enough is enough. And he says, okay, now I can do what I have always intended to do in you and through you, now that you've come to the end of yourself or you're no longer tolerating that situation. Hear me now, for some of you, it will be a change in employment. I know that can sound scary. But if it causes you anxiety, you've never latched on to the reality that God is your source, not your job. Somebody asked me recently, have I applied for Social Security? I said, no, I haven't. I haven't thought a lot about it. I said, and I suppose I'll get around to it. But I said to him, but what I don't want to do is do that and it messes up what God's doing here. Now, disclaimer, I'm not saying anything about anybody who's on Social Security, getting ready to get Social Security. It's there, it's for us, okay? I'm talking about me. If you think I'm in error, pray for me. I just know how God has provided, how he continues to provide. And I'm grateful for however that came about to help people. But I'm not losing the sight. I'm not losing sight of who my source is. And so when I say to you, I'm talking about this divine intervention, and in many ways, coming to a place of enough is enough. For some, it will be a change in employment. Meaning the job you're working, it's not getting it done. You know it's not getting it done. You don't even like to go there anymore. I'm not saying anybody quit your job. Don't do that. You got to hear from God. But there may be for a few of you who need to say enough is enough. God, I need you to move. I'm believing for divine intervention. For others, it will mean a change in location. I'm not saying anybody move, pack your bags. I'm not saying that. Stay with me. What I am saying is you got to be open to what divine intervention looks like for you in this season. See, another way of divine intervention is just God speaking to you. You hear something and you move in it. See, it's not anything that's outside of how God has been moving. It's just a different way of saying it. For others, hear me now, for others it'll be a change in your relationships. For some of you, you really want to come to a place in certain areas of your life where you can say enough is enough. And for some, it may be relationships. You got good people around you, but not the right people around you. And God says, when you say enough is enough, I can move some things out of the way, move you out of the way, handle what needs to be handled, and move you into the place that I've always intended for you. For some, it's going to be stepping into new disciplines. Come on, say disciplines. Come on, say disciplines. Do you not understand that this walk of faith, this Christian walk, is a walk of discipline? It's a walk of discipline. It's a walk of dying to self day after day after day after day, multiple times in any given day. You know, when you want to say, you know, how you feeling, you want to say something to somebody that, you know, you're going to have to repent for later, that's the time for some discipline. That's the time to die. The Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. More people have been wounded by words than bullets and guns and knives. And words cut deep. You can bless or you can curse. That's what the Bible says. Stepping into new disciplines, hear me, as the Lord divinely empowers them, empowers you, so they can walk in greater places of authority and glory. This is the divine intervention that God is moving in. And for others, it's going to be seeing the power of God moving in their lives as they declare. Hear me now. As they declare, enough is enough. Seeing the power of God moving in our lives as we declare, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Health challenges will be broken when you can come to a place of enough is enough, and you've allowed God to move in your life to bring areas of discipline to you. Many of the things that believers deal with can be eradicated by levels of discipline that cause us to live a more healthy life, a more determined life. Recognizing your flesh is not you. It's your earth suit. It's my earth suit. And when God calls us home, this suit stays right here. But while I'm in it, I'm required to take care of it. Haven't always done it as well as I need to. Some of you just say amen. If you can't say it, just say oh my. But you know what I'm talking about. But the moment we say enough is enough, many health challenges will be broken. You will have a heightened discernment, sense, ability, power to make the conscious decisions to move in the right direction. When you say enough is enough, financial challenges will be broken. Enough is enough. It's just simply saying, I refuse to live at this level anymore. Enough is enough. enough is enough. And I'm not talking about this hyper-exaggerated place of wealth and finances. But the Bible makes it clear every need you have should be met and then some. I don't believe that everybody's supposed to be a millionaire. Because some can't handle it. I've heard people say, make this profession, this declaration, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Now, you can say that. What are your corresponding actions to make sure that doesn't happen? See, you can't make a statement like that and just keep living the same way. You got to come to a place that says, enough is enough. There are ways, there are services provided to help you eliminate debt, get out of debt. Once you're out, stay out. Live in a place that God has established for you. Enough is enough. For some of these relationships will be restored. Enough is enough. The enemy has worked to tear people apart, tear relationships apart, cause family members to be at odds with one another, haven't spoken with each other for years. Enough is enough. And then God will move, divine intervention, to help bring things back into reconciliation and alignment. When we say enough is enough, you got to also know there's some unhealthy relationships that will end. Enough is enough. You know that that relationship is not healthy for you. You know that interaction is not good for you. Enough is enough. Can you make this a year when procrastination is broken off of your life?